Thank you, Romero, and good morning to those of you joining us. This Ag in Certain Times program has been designed primarily to assist farmers in dealing with what we consider to be some rather different set of circumstances that we're facing them here in the last couple of years. And as we did that, we decided that we needed, as a group of ag professionals, we needed to figure out how to leverage our abilities and what we could bring to other ag professionals to reach farmers with a message of hopefully some information that farmers can use in dealing with the crisis or the potential crisis that could befall them if they can't deal with some of the ups and downs of the markets that are approaching them. So there are two purposes for my few slides here. One is to encourage other ag professionals to make this material your own and use it as you can to reach farmers and ranchers and help them deal with the uncertain times that are before them. The second purpose of my presentation or these next few slides is to just kind of give you an overview of how the Ag in Uncertain Times presentations unfolded. In June, we started off with operating in uncertain credit, and then we took up in September with operating in uncertain markets, and then in October we did families facing uncertainty in agriculture, and in November it was operating in risky environments, and in December here it's been a topic of pulling it all together and managing in uncertain times. So we did four different risk areas during this presentations, and we covered finance, market, legal, and human risk. So those are the four areas that we covered in these 5 months. And as we approached these topics, we started out in the first week of each month. We started out asking the question, "Where are we?" And there was an overview given. Whatever topic it was, there was kind of a macro view of what we were doing on that topic, whether it was credit or family situations and communications. And then in the second week, we brought it down to the farm level. We brought it into more of a tactical, what kind of strategies can people use to work through these different problems. And in the third week, we presented different tools that the farmers can use, whether it's financial instrument tools, record-keeping tools, or estate planning tools, whatever tools we felt were appropriate to that topic. So what we'd really like to encourage you to do is to take the material that's given on both the website, Ag in Uncertain Times, and the wiki, and incorporate them into your presentations as ag professionals and make them yours. Use them as creatively as you wish to. And I think within a short period of time, you can be fairly competent presenter using the different speakers and then all the tools that are available here. At this time, I'd like to turn it over to Trent, who will discuss with you some of the different examples and how you might actually incorporate these into your own presentations. So Trent Tigerstrom,